The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
Claire Kilroy is the author of four novels, or rather was the author of four novels, now five, to including her most recent. She was awarded the Rooney Prize for Literature in 2004. She was up for Novel of the Year for the Kerry Group Award for Fiction. Then she took a 10-year break, publishes Soldier Sailor, and immediately is back up in the prize-winning category because she's up for the Women's Prize for Fiction. The book that Soldier Sailor, that Claire has just published, what makes it particularly interesting is that the book is about, it does that thing which is almost impossible to do. It takes a mundane subject and writes about it in a way that isn't mundane. This is by her own description. She talks about the story of effectively a mother writing a letter to her child. And that means that you have a character who isn't much in the way of talking back, and you have to express the entire experience, the entire challenge, the drudgery of new parenthood, new motherhood through this dialogue in a way that doesn't make it drudgery to read. I think we have Claire back. Claire, are you there?
Yeah, you have me now. Yeah.
Good. How that challenge of trying to write the experience of a grinding drudgery is the wrong phrase, but of sense of being trapped in mundanity. How do you go about that in a way that doesn't make the reading of it mundane?
Oh, well, I hope it's not mundane. It was really hard because one of the characters can't speak. So you bring, I'm not new to this game, I've been at it a long time. So you bring every thing you have as a novelist to try and dramatize the interior world. And as an Irish person, Irish writers are reared on Joyce. So interior monologue, interior life is sort of the key in which many of us are reared. So you do end up drawing on that, and it becomes that kind of whirl of some inside someone's mind. It's actually not that alien when you sit down to do it, but it was the only way to do it. And I think drudgery is drudgery is the right word for rearing a child. But there's also the highs, the love, the emotion.
But that's the thing that's interesting. As far as I can recall, now maybe I'm not representative of what I've read, but when people write about parenthood of young children, usually there is an anomalous catalyst. Something happens to the child that is out of the normal, and that becomes the topic of it. There's not a lot of fiction about just parenthood, which is odd given what a seminal experience it tends to be for a lot of parents, for a lot of mothers.
Well, when the book is coming out, it's out almost a year now. I was asked to write a top 10. The Guardian do these top 10 of whatever topic that author has written, and I was asked to do top 10 motherhood novels. Did I want to do top 10 of whatever? And I said, yes, top 10. I wanted to do the preschool years. And so I sat down, and my favourite one is Sarah Moss, Night Waking. And I wrote that down, and there's a great one, Rachel Yoder. Oh, I'm not going to be able to say the name. Night Bitch. So I ran out of infancy novels by five. There's lots of novels about mothers, about usually being bad mothers, writing about, I had a bad mother, but it just wasn't written, which is partially for the likes of me, I would interpret the world through fiction. Why it was such a shock to me when I became a mother that I had no idea it was like this. And part of the reason for that was it hadn't been represented. And retrospectively, I can say the other part of that is that when you are a female mother writer, they're not writing anymore because it's so exhausting and kind of bewildering. I find it very hard to even finish sentences. So by the time you get it together to be relatively articulate, you may have moved on from that experience, and you may never want. I don't actually want to read any motherhood novels because it's such a distinct, tough time that it's like when you see a car crash. And you glimpse it, and then you drive away because you don't want to see the blood and guts. It does feel like a time in your life that was hard, and you know we're moving on now. So that's why I had not seen infancy represented, and nor did I want to write this book. I didn't want to write about those really, really tough early years. Tough, but full of love and joy and light. Because I wanted to go back to being the writer I had been, who wrote about whatever I wanted to write about, and I had creative freedom. But you lose your freedom when you're so duty bound, and it's a strange sacrifice that kicks in. You know, to mind your infant, love is a sacrifice, and you do have to sacrifice great portions of the self to mind a baby, and it's unacknowledged. So, you know, I didn't want to write the book, but now I'm glad I have acknowledged this work that is done by parents to, you know, rear a little human being.
It must be nice, I assume, as well, to when you do that, when you write that topic, and when you come back from a period of nearly a decade without having published, it must be a lovely recognition to get the nod for the Women's Prize for Fiction nomination.
Beautiful, yeah. Before this came out, it's a very angry novel, and a few friends had read it and sort of laid the ground that there could be a bad response to not being 100% positive about motherhood. You know, just prepare yourself. And I was worried. I worry about anything anyway, that's my shtick, but I was genuinely slightly frightened, you know, and I don't want to be in the world like that. But the reviews came out and they were great, and I was thrilled. But then the reader reviews then start coming through, you know, things like Goodreads. And part of why I had to write this was when my child was really young, I would be the kind of angry mother in the playground trying to suss out other mothers to see, are you finding this as hard? Are you as angry? Are you struggling? And people were reversing away from me, you know, because they didn't want to engage with how they were getting on. So, and I used to find myself looking at other women pushing children and wondering what the secret was, that they had it together, you know. So when these reader reviews filtered through, two words kept coming through. Raw is one word, but the other word was relatable. And saying, I felt seen. And when readers said they felt seen, then I felt seen. You know, I felt, no, I wasn't actually alone. It's just we're so afraid of failure and so coached in failure as mothers that it's very hard to admit that it's going wrong for you.
Well, it must be a lovely return to publication to get that kind of response. And as I say, the book is up for the Women's Prize for Fiction. It's on the short list for it. It is entitled Soldier Sailor, and the author is Claire Kilroy. Claire, thank you very much for coming on.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.